It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And you can watch us even on YouTube, live, and Twitch. 560 WQM, what you look for. Got a couple people tweeting in. That's what Trevor looks like. That's who Trevor is. Yes, indeed.
That is me. Yes, you will not see me in many random shirts, but maybe like a Chicago shirt, a Fighting Illini shirt, maybe a Vanderbilt shirt.
I'm always dressed really nice, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Trevor, many of my friends say all the time, I still look like the frattiest of frat boys you'll probably see at a frat party. Probably South Carolina, maybe.
You got your look, bro. You got your look.
That is true.
You and I look like, I look like a sushi waiter right now, to be honest with you. I'm in all black and a little bit of red trim.
You look like a nice security guard or a bartender at like a very high-end restaurant.
Yeah, that's me, just being a hipster all the time. So yeah, you got me that looks like a total hipster, and then they got you that looks like you literally rolled out of the frat this morning to come talk about sports, so we got you covered.
Or just got out of Wrigleyville, just got back.
We got you covered no matter what. Exactly. We got you covered. Now we're going to get you covered right now with what we liked. What we liked over the past 24 hours in the world, the sports world, just in general. I want to start off because everybody knows Jimmy, he's that dude. Jimmy Butler. Got a little talking to last night. Did not react favorably to Celtics fans and Grant Williams in particular. Bam Adebayo talked about, angry Jimmy, not good for the other team.
Things like that always fuel Jimmy. You know, I feel like he starts it so it can get him more in the competition. And, I mean, you see down the stretch what he was doing.
Yeah, you saw exactly what happened the second that Grant Williams started talking noise. Hey, Dylan Brooks, you lost your job because you're an idiot talking noise to the all-time leading scorer in the NBA, someone that you know, don't get into it with him. You lost your job, and then you refuse to stop. You lost your job. Grant Williams.
Dwight Howard may be recruiting him to play the Chinese basketball league soon.
Look at the history of it there. The funny thing is this. That might have actually gotten Grant Williams onto the Heat's team next year because he might not make it in Boston. And Jimmy does like him because after the game, he did a lot of time. Like, I respect him. He's a major person. And they're actually friends in real life. Jimmy might have actually not only helped himself in the game, but helped this team out because he's not a bad player. Although he didn't play a minute in game one, nonetheless. Still talking about angry Jimmy, the head coach. I don't have to say his name anymore. He talked about the whole Jimmy Grant Williams situation.
Yeah, I can see where you're going.
Starts laughing.
I love that gnarly version of Jimmy, but you get that regardless. I just think people now are paying a lot more attention, you know, to him now. You know, we've won some games in the postseason. You know, the last few years, Jimmy is just a real competitor.
Yeah, I think everybody knows that. I think Grant Williams knew that, but still, you just like whenever somebody asks a question like, "How do you feel about Jimmy?" The team just kind of starts smiling and laughing, like, "Why would you? Why would you?" As if the man needs more motivation. It's like, you know, not to talk to Michael Jordan. You know, not to talk to LeBron James. You know not to talk to Jimmy Butler. You can just see it in him.
Kobe Bryant's on line one right now.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul. Like, you know what? You hit a shot on him. Good for you. You know, walked on the court. I'm not fist pumping at you. I'm fist pumping like, yeah, I got this, Kobe. No, don't take it personal. Like, please. We're good. Let it go. Don't initiate it. Now, I understand he starts saying some stuff like, yeah, all right, you know, F you. But don't initiate it. Oh. We're going to get to more of Jimmy, but first, Trevor, I want you to get to what you like.
One thing I like, I know everyone was wondering, Trevor, what were you doing before the Heat game? I was watching my team, the Chicago Cubs.
I was really worried before the Heat game. I was like, man, what is Trevor doing? Go ahead. What were you doing?
Besides suntanning and listening to Charles Barkley talk and stuff.
And doing keg stands at the frat house. Go ahead.
Doing keg stands at my apartment complex.
You really do look like a frat boy right now. Check us out on YouTube and Twitch, man. And you didn't even go to Illinois. Why are you wearing Illinois?
I have friends who went to Illinois. Oh,
I was
going to
say, the true frat answer would be, it was my only clean shirt.
I have friends who went there also in Phi Kappa Psi, so I get free shirts whenever I can.
I digress. What did you like?
Marcus Stroman of your team, your town, your Chicago Cubs, he loves Nico Hoerner coming back from the IL. He had a tight hammy and stuff. Here's my man, Marcus Stroman.
I think having Nico in the lineup is a game changer. Truly, I think he's an unbelievable player. He's dynamic on both sides of the ball, and he kind of just sparks us when he's in there.
That is true. The Cubs were got swept out of Houston after bad bullpen. Didn't even show up to Minnesota for the weekend, but Nico Hoerner back, all is good in Chicago.
10-1
right
win yesterday.
And against a biblical beatdown, I must say. That's what I call those. Those are biblical beatdowns. You need to get the boys going and stuff.
I don't like the Phillies. I don't like the Cubs, so you know what? How do I know so much? I mean, I pay attention to sports. Exactly. What else do you like, Trevor?
As someone who hates Laker fans more than anybody.
Whoa.
Vic Lombardi. Here you go.
Live from Ball Arena, Vic Lombardi, Chris Dempsey, and I asked for people to bring me L's.
And that guy.
Here. Thank you, my man. We got L's to give away to all the Laker fans who are present tonight. Take your L's. Find me a Laker fan. Take this L. Take that L out. Take that one out. Hey, Laker fan back there, there's two L's for you. You want an L? Take it. My goodness, was that fun!
I love Homer Sports post-game show so much. Vic Lombardi, you get my round of applause of Altitude Sports, by the way. He's handing out L's to Laker bros.
You get fired up sometimes like that, but be careful. You know, you're going back to Crypto.com Arena. LA is going to be, of course, throwing the kitchen sink because their back is definitely up against the wall. You do have LeBron James. You do have Anthony Davis, who seems to have a day on, a day off, a day on, a day off. I'm talking about when he plays. Some games he's great, 40-porger. Then the next game, 14 points. I didn't even watch the Lakers-Denver game, too, because, I mean, Panthers.
I've been saying this. It's my little thing. TNT is the true winner for South Florida.
Oh,
right?
Oh man,
now.
How ESPN with this hockey coverage? I don't listen to any games because I'm either here at the radio station or I'm at a bar and there's no sound on. But I've heard TNT is far better covering hockey games than actually ESPN.
I could say a lot about ESPN, but if it's an ESPN game, the TV goes mute for me. I either throw on the radio broadcast.
Oh, Doug Plagans, come on.
Doug Plagans, I usually give Doug Plagans my due. He always is my guy. He takes me through a Florida Panthers adventure and stuff. But if I were you, just put the TV on mute and just throw on whoever the local broadcast is.
Serious question for you, Trevor. What's more attractive, Doug Plagans' voice, his call of the game, or just his overall physique?
Call to the games all the time. They are very good, I must say.
That man's got a lot of pretty on him.
Yes.
That man's got a lot of pretty on him.
That is true.
Speaking of pretty, Jimmy, it's so pretty. Pretty. Ooh, you didn't see the new White Man Can't Jump, did you?
I'm gonna take a pass on those.
Okay, I slept a grand total of 1 hour last night between heat and coming back and doing everything this morning. My all-time favorite movie is the original White Man Can't Jump. The reboot. Released on Hulu yesterday.
Wait. It's on Hulu?
It's on Hulu. And Jack Harlow, who you know, I can't hate on too much. I do like his music. He banged Dua Lipa, and he's kind of got hair like me.
Mm-hmm.
He's Woody Harrelson. And then some, I mean, I'm not the biggest movie guy in the world, but some no-name is playing Wesley Snipes. I don't know. I'm setting myself up for a little bit of nervousness. And you can't watch it with a girl because you have to see the original to see the new one. Mm-hmm. And then if the new one sucks, then they don't totally get it. And then they're not into sports to begin with. So I'm going to have to – I got to find a Hulu account too, by the way.
Dad, you're talking to a guy who has a Hulu
account. Okay, all right. After the show, let's crack up. Let's go. Here we go. Going to Jensen's Liquor Store. It's a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Go see my man Manny, Don Julio, grab a couple beers. Maybe we fire up that Hulu account, down a couple beers, watch the new White Man Can't Jump.
I'm as what Joe Rose would say, all right.
There's nothing more suburban than that. Two white dudes sitting around watching the reboot of White Man Can't Jump and drinking beer.
It could be very good or it could be horribly, horribly bad.
I've not heard good reviews. Let's just put it that way. Nonetheless, let's get back to Jimmy being pretty. Jimmy even admitted, yeah, just be quiet around me.
When people talk to me, I'm like, okay, I know I'm a decent player if you want to talk to me out of everybody that you can talk to. But I don't know, it's just competition. I do respect him, though. He's a big part of what they try to do. He switches. He can shoot the ball. I just don't know if I'm the best person to talk to.
See, I told you, he and Grant Williams were friends. A big part of what they do, big part, played 0 minutes in the first game and actually kind of helped lose this game too. But nonetheless, big part of what we do. But you know one guy who was maybe more excited than Jimmy Butler to have all that trash talk thrown Jimmy Butler's way?
Who's that?
Duncan Robinson.
Ah, Duncan Robinson.
Because he is the whipping boy. You know, you go in there, you want to talk some noise, you want to get it off your chest. You probably shouldn't go to Jimmy, but you see Duncan crawl around. Hey, boy, come see. I got you, man. Eat this.
I actually like Duncan Robinson. I'm a Duncan Robinson defender. What I'm saying is,
if you're going to talk noise, how Vanilla Ice going to get you? Come on, how Vanilla Ice going to get you? So, yeah, Duncan Robinson's like, whoo! Made a couple threes, made a couple layups last night.
Michigan card, good to go anyway.
Yeah, usually when I get hot, guys start talking that noise to me, but instead Jimmy took one for the team and then took it to the team. That's what I'm talking about. One more thing, it was all over SportsCenter, all over the world. And if you're saying everybody hates the Heat and they don't get respect, they got a lot of respect last night. Jimmy especially got a lot of respect. Everyone says, do not talk to him. Well, our guy, Ira Winderman. Nobody covers the Heat like Ira. I mean that. Ira's great.
I love Ira Winderman. He's that New Yorker that asks the tough questions, very beaver and eagerous. I love it for him. So as someone from the Northeast, Ira, I give you a round of my applause.
Well, he asked that tough question to Jimmy Butler last night.
We don't care. We never have. We never will. We know what we're capable of. We're going to be in this thing to the end together. Good, bad, indifferent. We are who we are. We are where we are. And we're going to continue to fight together.
First of all, that's Jimmy Butler being Jimmy Butler. That's great right there. We don't care. Ira asked him, you know, the narrative of being an 8 seed and the tough season that you had and all this. And Jimmy kind of shut him down. And then, you know, it was nice enough to answer the question. They don't care what the regular season was like. They don't care that they're an 8 seed. They don't care that they're supposed to be outmatched. They don't care that they're a 10-point underdog. But then also Jimmy goes on to say, we're in this together. We're a team. It's not about me and Trevor. That statement right there can be summed up in 2 words. Can you give me those 2 words?
Championships? Wins and championships and team play?
I'm not even going to respond to that right there. Championships.
We don't care, but we take the championship.
2 words. Can anybody? 305-567-0560. Everything Jimmy Butler said. You know what? We're going to run that back. Run it back real quick. I'm going to give everybody a minute or two, or not even a minute, a couple of seconds. As you listen to this, think of the 2 words that can be encapsulated by this statement.
We don't care. We never have. We never will. We know what we're capable of. We're going to be in this thing to the end together. Good, bad, indifferent. We are who we are. We are where we are. And we're going to continue to fight together.
All right, it's not championships. Have you thought anymore, Trevor? 2 words that can sum all that up.
We don't care.
2 words. Heat culture, baby! Heat culture! Heat culture! Heat culture!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.